Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy for Saturday, June 14th. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, on the second Saturday of each month. Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy is an interactive live internet talk radio show that focuses on how to take advantage of the opportunities that life sends your way. The show explores obstacles overcome by ordinary people with extraordinary results and what inspires or motivates them to take positive actions that make their dreams a reality. I know a little about that myself because I've had 10 careers. I started as a fashion model. Then I was a rock and roll singer on the MCA label. I was a corporate consultant for Anderson Consulting, an adjunct professor for several universities. And today, I'm a professional speaker, author, coach, blogger, and radio show host. Let's set the tone for today's program. A recent article in USA Today said, anyone who's anyone has a podcast these days, and they're finding millions of listeners. So it's a very lucrative area today. Today's show is brought to you by Budgetpreneur.com. If you find you have very little money to invest in your business and still need to get things done, stop putting those things off. Go to Budgetpreneur.com. They provide the resources and tools to help you manage your business, save money, and increase your revenue. Visit www.budgetpreneur.com. That's BudgetPreneur.com and become a member today. Let's get started. And by the way, if you're listening online and calling to ask a question, please mute your computer first. The number to call is 646-381-4198. I have a fantastic show for you today. Our topic is the power of podcast interviews. I'd like you to listen carefully to this interview with Jessica Rose. She's the founder of InterviewConnections.com, and she will help you learn how you can grow your business with podcast interviews, either as a podcast host or as a guest expert on other podcasts and internet radio shows. Doing interviews is a fast track to enhance your credibility, to build your celebrity factor, and to get new fans and clients. Listen and learn more about Jessica at entrepreneursupportservices.com. Let me tell you a little bit about our guest, Jessica Rhodes. She is the founder of Entrepreneur Support Services Incorporated, which is the parent company to InterviewConnections.com, the premier resource for booking outstanding podcast guests. Jessica started her business while she was pregnant so she could be a stay-at-home mom to her son, Nathan, who is now a very active toddler. In addition to booking podcast guests, Jessica works with entrepreneurs to support their social media marketing through the power of Pinterest and eye-catching infographic design. You can read Jessica's blog at entrepreneursupportservices.com and watch her web TV show at interviewconnections.tv. Welcome, Jessica.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
I'm so glad to have you as a guest because this is a really hot area right now. First, I'd like you, though, to tell us your story about starting a business while pregnant and bootstrapping your way to success within a year.
Well, thank you so much for asking, and I'm thrilled to be here today. I'm really excited to talk about the power of podcast interviews and business and you know, how people can use this tool. But, yeah, first I'll tell you a little bit about my backstory. I, as you mentioned in the intro, I started my business when I was pregnant. I was working a full-time job at a nonprofit organization doing something very different from what I'm doing today in an online business. I ran a door-to-door sales canvas. So I was literally offline working primarily with a group of people in a very nonprofit office going door to door. So it was very different from sitting at a computer all day working with people online. And when my husband and I decided that we wanted to start our family and have kids, I knew that I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, and the job that I had just would not work. I would not be able to do it from home, and I was really committed to being a stay-at-home mom and not using daycare and things like that, because I just know that's a really challenging path. So when I got pregnant, I told my boss that I would be leaving when the baby came along, and I had no plan B. I had no idea what I was going to do for an income. I needed to have an income because my husband didn't quite make enough money to support all three of us. So I quit my job and had no plan B, so I just forced myself to figure it out. And I think that's a really common thing for entrepreneurs, is to kind of jump off a cliff and build your parachute while you're on the way down.
pretty much.
So that's what I did. Luckily, my dad is a business coach. He has an online-based business, and he showed me how to build a business as a virtual assistant. So he very graciously became my first client. I started doing admin work for his company. I did some client support work because I went door-to-door fundraising. I have a lot of sales experience, so I have pretty quickly become his top salesperson for his business. And he introduced me to the world of podcast interviews for entrepreneurs because, he's been a business owner for 13 years, and even before podcasts had become really popular just in the past year or so, he was always interviewed on internet radio shows and podcasts about business, and he knows that that's a really great way to build his business. So but he said, okay, I want you to take on that task. Get me booked on shows. So I just started searching for business podcasts. I emailed podcast hosts, and I just pitched him as a great guest. And as I did that, I started getting podcasters asking who I was, what do I do, and I would explain that I'm a virtual assistant, and this is one of the things that I do for my clients. And they said, well, I could really use that service. I need guests. I could really use someone to help me connect with more guests. I'd like to get interviewed on other shows. So through the power of relationship building, through all these emails I was sending and these phone calls I was having to book my dad for interviews, I started making a lot of connections that would lead me to starting interview connections, and eventually, fast forward a year later today, having booked hundreds of podcast interviews and being the only service that helps podcasters and great guests connect with each other and do great interviews.
Thank you for that. We really need someone to do that, because as someone who has a show, I can tell you, it gets pretty tough sometimes to find the right guests for the show.
Well,
so go ahead.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, Yvonne. And the other thing that I realized was even a lot of podcasters, they had great guests. They have a great Rolodex of contacts and people, but the value that I was able to bring was not only helping them find great guests, but connecting them with people outside their personal network. Because a lot of shows were, if you knew them, you knew they were just kind of interviewing their friends and everyone was interviewing each other. But one of the cool things that I realized that I was able to do as a third party booking these interviews was I was able to help connect my clients with people they never would have met before. I mean, my client Rosemary interviewed, she has a radio show called Motivating Other Moms, and I booked a guest on her show who is almost, you would think they're competitors because they kind of have a very similar business or a similar type show and similar audience, but they have become great friends, and they probably never would have been connected if Rosemary hadn't hired me to find her great guest. So it's been just really, really cool seeing these relationships form.
Yes, yes. Let me ask you this. Why are podcast interviews so powerful for entrepreneurs?
Well, they're powerful, Yvonne, because you're able to bring your message, one, too many. I mean, when you are talking in a one-on-one conversation, you are getting your message to one person. But when you're in a podcast interview, you're able to give your message to maybe it's just dozens or hundreds or thousands of people who are tuning in. And, you know, there's different levels of getting your content out there. There is writing, so blogging. And then the next step is audio. And then after that, video, and then, of course, being live with someone at an event in person. And so audio is just a really, you know, audio meaning doing podcast interviews is a really powerful way to build your business and to get your voice heard, because people, you know, it's just a more personal way to connect with someone because they're able to hear your, you know, the tone of your voice, your inflection, your accent. You know, do you have a mid-Atlantic accent like I do from outside Philadelphia, or do you have a southern accent? Or, you know, so those little things just really get your personality to come out of social media, out of online, and really helps you connect with people. I mean, I've gotten, after doing interviews, people will message me and just saying like how much my story impacted them. Because really, when you're blogging or writing on social media, we all have kind of this instinct to keep it professional and keep it very business. And, you know, we're not always sharing personal stories. And the power of a podcast interview is you're often sharing your personal story. You're sharing your backstory. You're sharing a little bit of your sense of humor. And that all helps build your know, like, and trust factor. And it helps attract people to you, not just for your expertise and the content that you have to share, but, you know, who you are personally.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. What do you have any tips for entrepreneurs who want to get booked for podcast interviews? Because I know there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah, there are a lot of them out there, and I think the biggest challenge that a lot of people have with this is they don't want to pitch themselves. You know, they think, well, if nobody has requested an interview with me, then I just don't do interviews. And I am really trying to change that mentality that, you know, because I work with both podcasters and people who want to get interviewed, and I can tell you that a lot of podcasters think they're afraid to ask people to be a guest on their show because they're afraid they're going to say no. And then a lot of guest experts are afraid to ask podcasters to be on their show because they're afraid they're going to say no. So I'm trying to bring this message of, listen, everyone wants to connect with each other. You know, podcasters really need guests, and then entrepreneurs really want to be interviewed. So I'm really trying to push people to, you know, have that confidence to get booked. And so I'll go over a couple of tips on how you can do that. I mean, I definitely recommend, you know, having an assistant, having someone who can help represent you in that capacity. In your introduction, Yvonne, you talked about how podcast interviews can really help build your celebrity factor. And one of the biggest parts about building that celebrity factor, really up-leveling your status and making you more, you know, podcast interviews can really help you make you look more successful. Maybe you're still bootstrapping it and you're still kind of struggling in your business, but when you do podcast interviews, you can really help enhance, you know, really help position yourself as someone who's already kind of at the top of the game. So that's another really great reason to do them. So, you know, the reason I kind of draw that picture is because when you think about big, you know, celebrity entrepreneurs, successful entrepreneurs, they have a team, they have assistants, they have someone who can represent them. So what I recommend doing is when you reach out to podcasters to pitch yourself as a guest is either use an assistant. This is something that I do for my clients at Interview Connections. I work personally with people and help get them booked. But you can also use any virtual assistant to represent you in these emails. And then a really cool tactic, if you're really struggling and you just can't, you know, really not in the position to invest in this type of assistant, is to just set up an email. Maybe it's Wendy. Wendy@yourdomain.com. And then just pretend to be an assistant and represent you. It's a really cool, you know, just a little bit of a trick. I've heard multiple entrepreneurs give this tip across different podcasts. You know, you can just create a pretend assistant to represent you, and that helps position you as someone who's successful. And then when you reach out to a podcaster and recommend yourself as a guest, whether you're having an assistant or a Wendy do it or you're doing it, you really want to make sure you tell that podcaster what your area of expertise is, or what story, what your personal backstory is that would be valuable to their audience. So research the show, look at what types of people they've interviewed before, what type of content they have, and who their audience is. You know, if you are an expert in social media, looking for podcasts that are all about social media is obviously a good way to go, and then being very clear about what the content is that you can share. And be specific in that interaction that I'm an expert in XYZ. This is what I can talk about in an interview. And then lastly, have an interview one sheet. And an interview one sheet is essentially a one-page document that provides the host with your bio, your interview intro, so what you would want them to read to introduce you to the show, and then some questions that they can use to guide the conversation. That makes their job really easy, and it makes it a no-brainer for them to say yes to having you on the show, because you are literally saying, I've done all the work for you, the show prep is done, I am ready to go and ready to be a great guest. And I have a interview one sheet template on my website, so folks can check that out at entrepreneursupportservices.com.
That's wonderful. Thank you for that. How can podcasters like me facilitate better interviews that help them build lasting relationships with their guests?
Awesome. Yeah, that's a really good question, Yvonne, and I'm glad that you asked that, because, you know, that the whole underlying lesson with podcast interviews is all about relationships, and I talk a lot about this in my web TV show, Interview Connections TV, about how it's not just when you're, you know, getting interviewed on other shows, it's not just about how many people are listening. It's really about your relationship with the host, because they can continue to talk about you in future episodes. They refer you to their audience, talk about you to their friends and things like that. So from the podcaster's perspective, there's a couple of things to facilitate better interviews. I mean, number one, making the person feel really comfortable on your show is first and foremost the most important thing. And this is, Yvonne, you've done all this fantastically going into this interview. But first, when you get on the phone with the well, let's actually take a step back. Okay, number one is pre-interview chats. Pre-interview conversations. This is just getting on the phone for a quick couple of minutes in the week or two leading up to the interview, just to, you know, talk to the person. Maybe you've only emailed before. It's really nice to talk to them over the phone before you're actually recording the interview, so you can get comfortable with the way you both speak. Maybe one person talks very slow and the other talks very fast. You can just get on the phone and kind of get comfortable with talking with one another. So pre-interview conversations are really effective. And then when the interview is just getting started, before the recording starts, having a conversation right before, 5 minutes before, letting them know the structure of the interview. Will there be an intro? Will you be editing it? Will there be an outro? Yvonne, you told me this is how it's going to go. It's going to start in 2 minutes. I'm going to do an intro, and then I'm going to bring you on. And so that way I went into this call knowing exactly what to expect. I wouldn't be thrown off. I mean, this is a live radio show, so the last thing I want to be doing here is sitting and being very uncomfortable about what's to come. So I really appreciate, as a guest, kind of being set up with what's going to happen. And then, you know, when you're actually doing the interview as a podcaster, you know, using the guest name is really good just to help make the connection. I studied communications in college, so these are all kind of psychological communication tactics that just make the conversation more enjoyable to listen to.
Absolutely. Jessica, one more thing I'm curious about. What do you think about podcasters taking the interview then and transcribing it?
Oh, I think that's a really great idea. Yeah, I think it's a great idea. That just right there is just repurposing the content. I mean, the beautiful thing about doing podcasts is you are creating content that you can use in so many different ways. I mean, you can get it transcribed word for word. You can create show notes. I mean, we do this for a lot of our clients. We'll get the podcast MP3, and then we'll create show notes, which is We summarize it. We bullet point the questions that were asked. We'll link to the different resources. You can take the content that you learned and create blog posts separate from the show notes. You can get them all transcribed and put them together in an ebook. I mean, there's so many things that you can do with your audio content that to only leave it as an MP3 is just leaving money on the table. So definitely get them transcribed, get show notes, write blog posts. I mean, use these in as many different ways as you possibly can.
That's true. And, you know, as I was saying to you at the beginning when we first got on the call, because we're doing today's show, it reminded me that I have a good 40 or more interviews that I did with my original podcast that I did quite some time ago that was focused strictly on helping women be successful, interviewing only women about women's careers for women. And I'm thinking, as we were planning today's show, I was thinking, I think I'm going to take those out of my past bin, if you will, dust them off and pull them into iTunes and bring them back out, because the content, as you called them, is evergreen.
Right.
Right? What the guests shared in those podcasts is no different from how you would approaches you would take today to be successful anyway. So
right,
another
right.
question. Keep going.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's just a really, really good point. I was talking with my friend James Malinchak at an event that I was at with him, and I was talking with him about podcasts, and he's like, well, what can I do with a podcast? And, you know, we were just having this conversation about it, and he has done so many interviews, kind of interview the experts, just recorded interviews for his clients, and I said, you can turn that into a podcast, you know, get an intro and an outro, edit it together, and put it on iTunes. And he said, oh, my gosh. So that's just another way to get your content out there. If you've already done those interviews, it's silly not to get them up on iTunes and on Stitcher. You can put the audio content to a still image on a YouTube video and put it on YouTube. So, man, there are so many different things you can do with your audio interviews.
Oh, my gosh, I hadn't thought of that. That's a great idea. You put a picture on and then you add it in YouTube and
right.
Have it go out to the world a different way. So,
absolutely.
So far you've talked about transcribing it, building relationships, turning it into an ebook, putting it up in iTunes, putting it up on YouTube. There's a lot of ways that entrepreneurs can get value out of having podcasts and podcast interviews. So one of the things you mentioned just before we got on the air was that you just put a book out there yourself.
I did.
You didn't tell me the title of the book, though.
It's called Podcast Interviews, and it's all about how to have an interview-based podcast. If you've enjoyed this interview, you want to get that book because this just scratched the surface. I mean, I talk about how to leverage virtual assistants. I am a virtual assistant. My Entrepreneur Support Services Incorporated is my virtual assistant firm. So that's really my background behind Interview Connections, is helping other entrepreneurs be more efficient and successful. So if you're a podcaster who's kind of doing it all yourself and you want to know kind of what it looks like to work with a VA, I talk about that in the book. I talk about how to do better interviews, how to find great guests, how to reach out to guests. There's just tons of really great actionable tips. It's only $4.97 on Amazon Kindle. So if that, you know, kind of interests you, I'd love for you to check it out.
Wonderful. How can listeners connect with you?
Great. Well, I am pretty active on Twitter. I'd love to connect with you there. My Twitter handle is at Jess, as in Jessica, Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S. ESS as in Entrepreneur Support Services, Jess Rhodes ESS. My blog is entrepreneursupportservices.com, and then one more URL is interviewconnections.tv is my web TV show. So again, if you liked the content we talked about in this interview, I do weekly web TV shows with a lot of great tips for podcasters and great guests at interviewconnections.tv.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Do you have any final closing comments for potential podcasters?
No, I think we covered a lot of great tips. Don't hesitate to reach out to me if anybody has any questions or wants any additional content from me. Thank you so much, Yvonne, for having me on the show today. I had a lot of fun.
Thank you very much. I had a lot of fun, too, and it was very educational, as always. And Jessica, you're the one that I know as the best person to go to if you're a podcaster or if you're thinking of being a podcaster. Thank you very much. And thanks to all of you for listening to the Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll see you next month on the second Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Until then, I'll leave you with this thought for the day. If you're not making mistakes, then you're not doing anything. I'm positive that a doer makes mistakes. That's what one of my favorite coaches, John Wooden, said. So get out there and start your podcast. Don't think too hard about it. Just get started. And remember, Jessica can help you. Just go to interviewconnections.com to reach her. And remember to always join us on the second Saturday each month. In the meantime, visit us online at blogtalkradio.com/Yvonne-F-Brown to share your comments about today's show. And while you're there, be sure to become a friend of the show and use the comment box to provide us some feedback about today's show. Thanks a lot, Jessica.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. If you have a topic that you would like to learn more about, please send it to me at Yvonne@YvonneFBrown.com. You may also use the contact page at www.yvonnefbrown.com, YvonneFBrown.com, to share your comments about today's program or to ask me a question. Until next time, this is Yvonne Brown saying, each day you have the opportunity to get out there on life's playing field or sit on the sidelines. It's always more rewarding to get in the game and play.